hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, I want to do a 5-Minute Friday all about the new toxin on the market, and it's called Juvo. So you might have seen some ads for hashtag Nutox. Well, this new toxin that's hit the market recently is called Juvo. Technically, it is very similar to the old conventional Botox. And remember that brand name Botox has been around since roughly 2002. So it's had a long track history of proven benefit using this product. You can relax wrinkles for the forehead, the crow's feet. It's FDA approved for those areas. The Nutox is an amazing new toxin. And it has proven in its studies of about 2,000 patients and several clinical trials to have equally beneficial results. So the makers of the product have put on some studies that show that it's actually similar to and not inferior to results with Botox. And what does that mean? It can be safely used in the forehead and the glabella for wrinkle relaxation. The products are very similar. They're both 900 kilodalton proteins or toxins. And they're manufactured with technology that purifies and strains the proteins to make them very safe for human use. Of course, brand name Botox is manufactured by the Allergan Corporation. It's made in Ireland as well as in Orange County and Los Angeles. And the products are produced in a plant that has very premium processing. The product that makes this Nutox, Juvo, is produced in a facility that's a new manufacturing plant, and they've trademarked a process called High Pure Technology, which filters and purifies their toxin as well. So what are some of the differences in these products? Number one, where they are manufactured. So Allergan products manufactured in Ireland and Orange County, and Juvo manufactured in South Korea. Evolus products, the Juvo, are manufactured in South Korea, and they're imported to America. The actual onset of action of the products is similar. It's going to start working in 7 to 10 days for both products. The duration of action is similar. It's going to last 90 to 120 days for both products. And the profile in terms of benefits, safety, and efficacy, all very similar. So I think that both products are great. There are other products on the market, including Dysport and Xeomin. And all of these are strains of botulinum toxin, and they have varying names. The Botox toxin is called onabotulinum toxin A, and the Evolus brand Juvo is called probotulinum toxin. Newer ones coming up, including daxibotulinum toxin by Revance Therapeutics, are purported to work differently as a smaller protein that has longer binding efficacy, up to 6 months, causing everybody to be excited about the idea of a 6-month Botox. But I'm jumping ahead of myself. That is not yet FDA approved, and we still need to see if the studies pan out. For myself, as a doctor and a specialist, and I want to curate these products for you and help you to understand what they are, how they work, and how they apply to you. I think that lots of young people, millennials, and people just entering the aging, anti-aging market will be interested in Juvo, the Nutox, mainly because they're really being marketed in a different and new way. Evolus has a very innovative marketing department, and I think that their approach to getting this brand name out there and getting people's brand awareness is really interesting, because they're using a lot of social media techniques and, bright, colorful, beautiful ads and emojis and stuff that's really going to appeal to the younger market. And as you know, right now it's all about prejuvenation or prevention of aging issues. So if you can stop a wrinkle before it begins, then that's even better than treating it after you have it. And so traditional Botox, I think, has its market, and I think that everyone is going to end up having their favorite. I really encourage you guys to try these products and see what you think, because until you try it, you really won't know how you react to it. It is proven safe. It's been used widely and definitely in South Korea for more than 5 years. It's not really a new product. It's just being brought to the United States in a very new and fun fashion. So my take on it is they're very much like Pepsi and Coke. You have to try both, see which one you like. There will be people who love their Coke and people who love their Pepsi, and then there'll be people who can use either. And you might find slight benefits. There's some reports that people say that perhaps Juvo is starting to kick in a little faster than regular Botox within 24 to 48 hours. There are no studies that support this fact. That's just anecdotal evidence. And there are some reports that say that perhaps Juvo is lasting a little longer or tapering off less abruptly compared to regular Botox. And that's also completely unsupported by scientific fact. That's just anecdotal evidence as well. So as you do your research, I encourage you to don't look at anecdotes, definitely look at facts. That's what I'm doing. And try the products and you'll have some idea of how they react. So that's my two cents on the new Juvo. I'm excited to keep using it in my practice. We've already been using it. I've gotten some great results. And I think that patients will find that it's another thing in their armamentarium of products they can use. And I think doctors, injectors, and providers out there will also find that it's just another paint in the paint box and a way to artistically treat aging changes of the face. So there you have it. Everything you need to know about the hashtag Nutox. It's called Juvo, difficult to spell, J-E-U-V-E-A-U, and made by Evolus. And this is hashtag not an ad, not sponsored, and completely my own opinion. So there you have it. That's all for now, you guys. Stay beautiful.